Okay, 254-1030, area code 617, 43 degrees is the temperature in Boston. We go to Bill in Natick. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Norman. I've listened to you for a long time.
Thank you.
Enjoy you very much.
I appreciate that.
You're such a refreshing change from all of the talk show shows that know the answers to everything, that are so expert, you know, and can tell the president what to do. It's terrific.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Well, you've mentioned that you're not an expert in those areas, but you're a very expert in entertaining people, and I want to tell you I enjoy it very much.
Thank you. Very kind of you, Bill. I really appreciate that a whole lot. And I am interested in politics and all that, but I can't bear the kind of people you're talking about. I'm with you.
Oh, it's tough. And you know, for a guy that's older like I am, that likes to listen to talk shows all night long, I get people like Stan Major, who sells all kinds of nostrums to improve your sexual prowess. Then he talks about somebody somebody chased 20 years ago and runs them down, you know. So it's good to listen to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for saying that, Bill, and I appreciate the call. Thanks
it's
a
all
lot.
True. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. What we're going to do right after the 2 o'clock news, we'll play the dumb birthday game. And all we need is you if you'd like to join us for that, and you calling Tom Howie at 254-1030. And then after 3 o'clock, we'll talk with David Pickering, who's in England, as a matter of fact, which is why we're calling him so late. But it's so early there, it'd be about a little after 8 o'clock in the morning their time. He has written a book called The Dictionary of Superstitions, A Comprehensive Guide to Black Cats, Broken Mirrors, Sidewalk Cracks, Broken Backs, all the kinds of things that people have superstitions about. And if you're curious about the origins of such things, give us a call, and we'll have an answer for you, knock on wood. I don't think this is wood, but hey, what the heck. One of the things, he mentions a lot of superstitions. He doesn't mention the origin of too many of them. That's the only gripe I've got with the book. You wonder where some of these things came from. You know, like knock on wood. How did that start? Let me see what he says. I'll look up knock on wood, okay? And see what the guy says. Knock on wood. Knocking. It says knocking. It's not in here. That's embarrassing. I should have looked this up in advance. Let's see. No, it doesn't say anything about knock on wood. That's such a common one. We're going to ask him, why is that not in there, David Pickering? Who do you think you are? Maybe in England it's not a big thing, and that's where he'll be. In fact, that's where he is right now. Okay, 254-1030, the area code, the Boston is the very lovely and exciting 617. Here's Glenn in Brighton. Hello, Glenn.
Well, happy Eastern Standard Time, Dr. Nathan.
Thank you.
And no, I'm not going to call an animal story, but even though I'm not an animal lover per se, that was a cute poem that woman read a few minutes ago from Quincy, the dog poem.
Mm.
I was just curious what you thought on the... And I know it's not a lot we can do about it, and I didn't mean to have a heavy discussion, but on this business, it's kind of too bad that we couldn't have a time that would work all year. You know, it's kind of a pain setting this time.
Well, I don't understand why we don't just have standard time all year. What would be so awful about that? Or daylight time all year. I don't know why we have to switch from one to the other. I would think keeping it the same. I know some of it was set up originally, and I think in order to help the farmers or something in the time when... to keep a little bit daylight, a little more daylight in the morning. I don't know. There are parts of the world that and parts of this country where they don't change. Parts of Indiana, for example, they don't change.
Arizona
doesn't change. That's mm-hmm. right. I don't know. I don't know why any of us have to change. I think it's kind of an old-fashioned notion that we could very well do without.
Yeah. Do you remember the winter of 74?
Winter of, hold on just a minute, the winter of 74, how I remember that. I mean, what should I remember about? That's 22 years ago. I don't remember exactly. What is it?
Well, actually, May of 74 is when I lost my sight, but I'm glad I was able to see the winter of 74. That was when they decided, because of the energy crisis, to experiment with the time. So we went back to daylight savings the first Sunday in January, and it got light around 7:45 in the morning. Of course, it didn't get dark till 6 at night. But I guess they had a problem with kids crying, you know, kids getting, you know, girls getting raped on the way to school or something, because it was dark at 7 in the morning when they went to school. But they that winter was on daylight savings time. It was the first.
Well, maybe that's why they changed it. I don't know. When I was a kid, I remember at one point during the war, World War II, they went on double daylight, the double savings, double something kind of time. And I forgot what it was. I don't think it started. The sky started brightening until halfway through the day, as I remember. I just have vague memories of that. But that was to help the war effort and give daylight at a time of day when they felt there was more productivity in the defense plants or something like that.
Yeah, I could ask my dad. He was in the Navy in World War II. Or you could ask the guy that lives in Marshfield. I haven't heard from him in a while. I hope he's still alive. You know Paul Benziguin?
Is Paul Benziguin still alive? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so far as I know, he is. Yes, I haven't heard anything differently than that.
I haven't heard him since February of
well, you know, we've all grown older, and some of us have retired from the broadcast business, and he may very well have done that, but I'm...
I know, but the last time I heard from him, he wasn't well.
Really?
And that's what they said. That,
yeah.
And I would like to send him a card or something, but I don't know where I don't know if he's in the hospital, but I know that he might know, too, about if you hear from him about the time in, you know, the World War II. I think he was in World War II, Second World War, wasn't he? Or?
I don't really know. He could very well have been. He's of the right age to have been there, Dan.
Is he your age or a little older?
I think he's slightly older, but not much.
Not much, I know. In that same group.
Yeah.
And also, one more quick thing. Now, I heard that, of course, I'm with you. I don't trust these psychics and these dream guys, but I was listening to the dream guy last night. You know, the English guy you had a guest on.
Yes.
Now, I do have a recurring nightmare once a month because I'm afraid of dogs. And I do have this dream about being held on the ground and by dogs, and I'm not allowed to get up, and they put their arms around me, and they breathe hot air on me, and eventually I wake up and I come out of it. But I've had that dream since I was 6 because I once was pinned down by a neighborhood, by a Great Dane. It didn't, to this day, I don't know why I did it, but it was a traumatic experience in real life, and I still dream about it. And
With this guy with the dreams, you know, I believe that dreams do reveal a lot about you and maybe suppressed feelings and all that sometimes you can't even admit to yourself. So I think dreams do have meanings. But he was in his book. He says if you dream about an airplane, therefore you're going to win the lottery. I'm exaggerating only a little bit. That kind of stuff. I mean, that kind of stuff is foolish. That's like psychics talking to you for 3 seconds and saying you're going to marry somebody really wealthy and wonderful with blonde hair. None of that makes sense. But I can understand predicting certain things from dreams only because the dreams might establish the kind of person you are and the kind of suppressed things that you have in mind, and with that and a basis of it and a psychiatrist who understands human emotions and things, then could maybe predict, based upon knowing more about you, what you might do in the future. That would make sense to me. But just to say you dreamt about a skyscraper, therefore you're going to have sex with an elephant, you know, none of that makes sense. That doesn't make sense at all. And I don't know whether he was, this Englishman you're talking about, whether he was saying that. His book sort of says that it simplifies it too much. But he was saying that it was more complicated than that.
Yeah, because I dream about flying a lot, and I've never been able to have sex with a woman or win the lottery. So I agree with you. I don't think you can prove much there either.
No, I don't think there's any proof at all. But it's sometimes it's an interesting parlor game, and it makes you giggle a little bit, and that's about the best you can do.
Yeah, I can't believe all these psychic infomercials now by famous people.
Oh, that's craziness. That's craziness.
No, but I mean, film stars.
There's one that
Dionne Warwick, who I used to love.
Yeah, and I don't know, so maybe, her career was taking a nosedive and this was a way to make a few bucks. There's another guy on, you wouldn't see him, obviously, because you mentioned having lost your sight and all. Here's a guy who wears not even a real wig. It's like the British, wear the powdered wigs in court.
Oh, yeah.
It's a white wig he has over his head, and he looks like a total idiot. And he's there predicting, giving his psychic readings, and people are holding his hand and saying, isn't that wonderful? They're like he's the savior and all that.
Is that the Mall of Is that the Mall of America or some place out in Minnesota or something? I know that's one of the big.
I don't know. Except that, if you go through the dial on television and cable during the night, you run into tons of these kind of people, and if they're not giving you the psychic readings, but people seem to be so excited about hearing what they have to say that they almost cry. That's so wonderful. Yes, I am. I'm going to inherit money, and all that. It's craziness. It's lunacy. It's absolute lunacy.
I know it.
And I can't understand anybody buying any of that baloney. But anyway, people do, and it's all over the place. And it's a money-making scheme, and a few people make a buck, and maybe the Dionne Warwicks have had their career smashed in the mud, and it's the only way they can. Although she still probably sings well, I don't know why she needs to do that.
I know, that's my thought.
Yeah, maybe she really believes it. I suppose that's possible. I don't know. Anyway, Glenn, don't pay any attention to them. You're okay.
I know.
And watch out for dogs sitting on your face. That's not nice either. Take care, Glenn.
Don't let menopause change your life. Discover Rejuvex.
I'm Diane LaPaula. I live in Toms River, New Jersey. I own two beauty schools, and it's hectic. Menopause was the worst. One of my teachers recommended Rejuvex. I picked up a box, and it was a lifesaver. I got back to my old self.
Discover Rejuvex, natural support to help meet changing nutritional needs during menopause and after.
I said thank you for making me human.
Exercise, eat right, and take Rejuvex. Use as directed.